continue to follow breaking news on WTOP. The latest information on the stabbing of Virginia State Senator Cree Deeds and the death of his son in Deeds' home today in Bath County, Virginia. Police are now confirming there was a fight between Deeds and his son. The elder Deeds was stabbed several times in the chest and head. The son, Gus Deeds, was later found with a gunshot wound, and the case is being investigated as an attempted murder-suicide.
Joining us to talk about it, ABC7 reporter Jeff Goldberg, who's in Charlottesville. Jeff, this is a stunningly sad story that is also filled with serendipity when it comes to how Deeds was found. Tell us what happened earlier today.
Yeah, stunning and obviously just tragic. So many people are just so concerned about this situation. What happened this morning after this was being described as an altercation where Cree Deeds was stabbed in the head and the torso, he walked out of the home in Bath County, his home, on foot, walked out of the house, and then was found walking by a cousin who was driving along. The cousin naturally picked him up, drove him to safety. He got medical care, and then he was quickly airlifted to the UVA Medical Center in Charlottesville. Authorities say that he's been able to communicate with investigators throughout the day amazingly, and that he is, in the last hour and a half or so, his condition has been upgraded from critical to fair. So, yes, you bring up the word serendipity, Hillary, and it's so many words to go along with this, but thankfully at the moment his condition has been upgraded, but obviously a shocking and tragic situation for the Deeds family and close friends.
What are police saying to this point about what actually happened inside the home?
Well, that's the big question, of course, Sean, is that the motive is what everybody wants to know, and we're not really getting many answers on that. They're keeping pretty tight-lipped about that. As you said, there was some sort of altercation that took place between them. We do not know what started it, but that's what happened. We know the fact afterwards. I think a lot of questions are being raised, of course, what led up to this. And reports have come out today. The Richmond Times-Dispatch and several other news organizations have reported the fact that yesterday that Gus Deeds, Cree Deeds' 24-year-old son, was treated at a mental health facility in the town of I'm forgetting the name of the town at the moment, but in Virginia, he was held in an emergency order, and he could have been held up to 48 hours, but he was released after just a few hours because there were no beds in the western part of the state at any facility. This was Lexington, I believe, in Virginia. So a lot of questions now being raised about the mental health of Gus Deeds leading up to what took place this morning.
Thank you so much for being with us, Jeff. We appreciate it.
No problem.
That's Jeff Goldberg, ABC7 reporter.